Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Hollywood Red Carpet Radio Show. And I am your host, Debbie Perkins. And this show, this following program, is intended for a mature audience. Explicit language may be heard from time to time. This does not reflect on the position or the ideas of the network, the host, the guest, or the connected network. Cannot be liable for the content of this program, its stations, networks, hosts, and guests. Enjoy the show. Thank you. This program is not reusable, shall not be used without a written permission consent from its host, producer, or network. Without consent, cannot be reused. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the Hollywood Red Carpet Radio Show. And I'm your host, Debbie Perkins, and I have Nick Payne here. He is an actor. He has something nice and interesting. Sin City TV. He's the CEO of Something Nice Entertainment Footwear and partners with Sin City. Actor and co-producer Doppelganger Productions. And so many more things here. Sean Kane Films. Now you are. Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, I can hear you.
Good. How are you doing, Nick? Welcome to the show. You have such an
Thank
amazing
you,
resume.
Debbie.
You have an amazing resume, and
thank you.
And you've done some pretty awesome acting. I was looking at some of the films that you've been in, and I'm just impressed with the fact that you've got such a great list of movies that you've been in, and you've also taken that to another level.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a very long, interesting road. I mean, it's starting, you know, but again, I've had the help along the way for so many years. I mean, even just the beginning of my acting career, like in, I want to say like late 2015, going into 2016, when it really happened. Because in California, I did a little things, and I did modeling when I was 14, like a boys club. And my very first acting bug was playing a fireman in a film, Child's Play 2. I remember that scene because that scene I was in a music video. That's on Soul Train for like 3 years in the 90s, so I did that. But I think big break that came when I did Fright Dome at Circus Circus in Las Vegas, playing the voodoo priest. I did that for 2 years.
Very
they had
cool.
me on the black carpet. They had me on the black carpet, you know, and I helped with TV news with some of the other scare actors and stuff like that. So that kind of caught on. But I think my big break came when we did the film Jason Bourne in Las Vegas at the Aria, and I played on Metro Police. That was my first big on the end on a real major film, because that was like huge. I mean, literally you had over a slew of different actors and like everywhere. So we did like 3 days. Well, I know I did 3 days on it. So that was fun. And as far as
it's been really interesting, and I think you told us a small story before about when you met and you were dressed in your uniform and you had met a star and they had given you the thumbs up
Well, what it was, we were getting ready for a scene and Matt Damon walks past us. He turns his head and he says, you go, Sellers? And we go,
awesome.
Mr. Damon. And one of the friends, like, you know we're coming after you. And he looked at us. He's like, okay. He kind of chuckled.
Oh, my gosh. And then somebody elbow you going, don't talk to the stars. But, you know,
right.
You did the right thing.
But he
acknowledged.
He knew. Yeah. He acknowledged it.
Yeah.
So, actually, I acknowledged this, like, off the top.
That's awesome. And, you know, that's all people really like is just, you know, the respect. It's, you know, like when you hold a door for somebody behind you or just commonality, just being nice. It doesn't hurt to be nice. I don't know why he gets that.
I'm happy to do, and to be acknowledged by someone like that, that's really cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. And it's really neat because that, and I bet that helped your whole day. And even the crew, everybody worked even better because he didn't snub you.
No, he didn't. I mean, like I said, and it was like three or four of us, and we all looked at each other all like, that's cool. You know, for him to like literally acknowledge our presence and then kind of chuckle, I was like, oh man, that made my whole acting career. That was it right there. So I've watched all the Jason Voorhees films, and then to be a part of one in Las Vegas, that was like the ultimate.
I agree with you. I think that's, you know, I think he's a little bit more a nicer guy than he gets rapped for in the tabloids.
Oh man, he is like so cool.
I hope he hears you saying that and takes it to heart because I think that when people get so far up in the ranks, let's just say, sometimes they forget who they were. But it doesn't sound like he's that kind of guy. And I'm grateful for those kind of people in the field, you know.
Yeah, and even we went to the world premiere. You know, because we had got tickets to go to the world premiere, and it was like free tickets, free movie passes, you know, stuff like that, and a poster. So it was really cool just to be a part of the movie and to go to the world premiere in Las Vegas. So it was like a double good thing. I mean, for me, I don't know anybody else, but for me, it was really cool, like ultimate for me.
Sure, it does make your and not just that, but you're a good son, and I've heard you talk about your family, and you're very loving. You're a good guy, and you're just were brought up with good southern morals. You've got, you know, but you did in the South, and you've also changed your residence, but you've got a little bit of southern boy in you.
Oh man, I always have a country boy in me. That's where I'm from. I have southern roots between Mississippi and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That'll never change.
And who inspired you to work in film, to continue to keep moving forward in the filming industry of some of your legends that you grew up enjoying?
Well, you know, as a kid growing up in the 70s and being from Mississippi and not watching television, it was kind of like crazy to see all these different cartoons or shows that I've never seen before. So, I mean, you talking about from Batman to like Superman to like Starsky and Hutch to like SWAT, Spacey, 1999, Star Trek, Charlie's Angel, $6 Million Man. You had so many different shows, Baywatch, and you had Knight Rider, and The Monsters, Adam Family. I mean, it just like everything. And then watching Denzel Washington, Robert Downey Jr., Samuel Jackson. You've had so many people. I really can't, like Don Cheadle, Saturday Night Live, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Chris Tucker, Dave Chappelle.
Yep. And some of the comedies, like Wayne Brothers, and I mean the list goes on and on. Who inspired you the most, as far as a very strong, like a mentor type of an actor that you might be like him?
That would have to be Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman.
That's a great combination. Because they're both amazing. And to this moment, they're still making movies. And God love them for doing that. It's really, I mean, you have to have the knack for one, but then you're going to have the talent. And it looks like you're working your way, because you've got some really great movies over here. You've got, hey, now correct me if I'm wrong about the wording, but Statica?
Statica. You know what? That was an independent film, and my friend Cheryl Prater, she called me up to be a part of that. So Statica, I've done Stealing Chaplin, Cupcake, I was behind the scenes on that. And then you have the Vice Squad coming up. Well, that was part of that. Jason Bourne, Kickboxer Retaliation with Mike Tyson.
What was that like?
Oh, man, just being on set, working with Mike Tyson was, like, incredible. Just to see him walk past you and to watch him and to be a part of the scene and to meet him and actually shake his hand and take a picture with him and, like, most of the stars. So that was just cool on itself, you know, because that movie, my casting agent, David Anthony, gave me the paperwork for my last SAG voucher to be eligible in SAG.
Nice. That's awesome. That's what you need.
So,
the direction.
Julie Goldman of Goldman Associates Casting, she gave me my first two, and then David Anthony gave me my third one.
Nice. That's awesome, because I see Wolverine Last Chapters. I have...
Oh, yeah.
Haley's Rose. No, is it Harley? Harley's Rose?
Harley's Roses. We're still working on that, but the Wolverine Last Chapter, and of course, I'm a big X...
Yeah.
I'm a big X-Men fan, so that was being a part of that as a cowboy. But there's more to be added. I just haven't got a chance to add more to my IMDb credit. There's a lot more that's coming.
And that's the thing about going by an IMDb. There's always projects in the making that you guys get so busy that you can't get to write everything down or get to it at all times. So I understand that very well, and I'm sure everybody else does. But you can always...
Yeah.
And for everybody who is looking for Nick Payne, there's a couple of actors out there with your name, believe it or not. And I found out the hard way when I went, you know, doing my homework for you. I find out the hard way that there's more than one Nick Payne. So if anybody is looking for IMDb, what's the best way for them to get to yours and not have to rush through the other Nick Paynes?
You know what? That's hard to say. I mean, I think I have numbers behind mine.
Yep. And then ill-fated. I believe that they're looking for you to tell them, they need to look for Statica 2020 and then ill-fated. And then, of course, the Kickboxer. Then you know you got the right guy. And you also, you've played different characters. Now, you played a cop in a movie, and what was that like? Because now where, you know, things are happening upside down now out there in the real world, you know, you played a cop in the film, and I'm sure that it was quite a different experience for you.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, this is before everything happened. I played a policeman in so many different films, you know, but now, you know, I would still do it. I play security officers and stuff like that. So that's not going to change as far as my outcome when it comes to acting. But I do understand where the times are right now. But again, to me, that's just acting itself. It's not real life. But at the end of the day, you know, it's still kind of a sad to really go through. But again, I do understand how the world is going, how the world is right now with that situation going on.
Oh, yes. But, you know, I mean, we're on the other side where we're trying to make things a little bit brighter for people. And when they tune in to listen to you talk, there's something positive to think about, opposed to, you know, what's happening in the world. So,
yeah.
I like that you're doing so many amazing projects, and you have projects coming up as well. But if you could be a superhero of any kind, we had this talk before, but I want you to say it again. Because I loved it.
Oh, that's John Stewart for the Green Lantern.
I love that. I love it.
Or Martian Manhunter. Yeah, Green Lantern, John Stewart, or Martian Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter. Is that like a Toxic Avenger? What is that?
No, Martian Manhunter. He's a space detective. And he comes to Earth, and he changed into a form as a detective, but he's really from space, and he's a good guy.
Oh.
He's part of the Justice League.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
For DC Comics. He was also character in Smallville and also in Supergirl.
See, you wouldn't mind being a voiceover every now and then for a character that would be that type of cartoon.
Oh no, I would love to. I think that's my next goal, is to do a voiceover acting.
That would be fun. I think you probably really like it too, you know, and I think it frees up your time for having to like always be dressed up or have to worry about your costume or your makeup. Be on set, you know, there's none of that.
Yeah.
So you get to do some fun things. Would you ever do like your own fist fighting stunts? Say you're in a movie and there's a lot of bad guys and it comes to a fight scene. Would you do your own stunts to a degree?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because I have a friend of mine who's a martial art expert. Has his own stunt academy in Las Vegas, and eventually I'll be going taking classes from him, just to add to my resume.
I think that's awesome, my dear. I think that will help you to learn safer ways to keep you safe, and the people that you may be, you know, playing against, as far as you know, maybe a fight scene or it's like a choreographed dance, really.
It is.
I think that would be very exciting. What about like getting pushed through a window? I know it's not real glass, of course.
Right.
But
you know what? I would try it. As long as I got the right training to do it, I'd definitely give it a shot.
I could see that. And what about being in a period piece where you have to go way back in time?
Oh, of course. I'm down to do something like that when it comes to Westerns or period pieces. I'm definitely all in for that.
Because I think they bring, especially true stories. I think true stories should always be told, because we don't get to learn our history except for experiences that our ancestors had.
Uh-huh. All right, it'll be up. I mean, I'm pretty much open to anything when it comes to entertainment, because I love all types of entertainment, so I'm pretty much down.
I think you'd be really great at that. Now, would you ever be interested in, like, a soap opera? I know that's
definitely.
Daily read. That's almost similar to, like, live theater. You cannot mess up. You just have to. I think it would be intimidating, but I guess if you really don't mind reading your lines and improv, I believe there's a lot of improv.
Yeah, I've done improv for a dinner theater, and what I'm doing now with Sean Kane, he's a creative director, but it's basically improv just through his mind alone, his creativity.
Oh, neat. Yeah, I read that. You'd been working with him. Now, what type of things does he put together?
He does all types of things. He has, like, the, fantasy, like vampires, voodoo, saints. He does a lot of period pieces.
Oh, wow. And you were in that voodoo. You played the priest.
I played the voodoo king, and the voodoo king, and also the king of diamonds.
And due to your background, you said you knew a lot about, well, not a lot, but I mean, you knew a lot about, like, the voodoo and, well, because of where you're from and whatnot.
Oh,
You knew safely, probably had to do things on a safe, because I think voodoo is a real thing. Just like any culture, I think that's a real thing. And the more you believe in something, the more it will happen. But being the priest, you must have, that must have been, your costume, and did you keep your eyes the way they are, or did you wear contacts? How did you go about your character?
That was just makeup for right now. But later on, he's going to change my character and kind of amp it up a little bit.
Ooh, and that's got, is it zombies? No, it's vampires, am I right?
It's vampires, mostly vampires and voodoo.
That's going to be fun. That sounds like such a great time that you're going to have doing that. Oh my gosh. Now, what are some things that you'd like to get into? Because I know that you're really an active guy. What types of things would you like to be getting into in the near future?
What I'm doing right now is like the partnership for Sin City TV. It's more behind, even though it's in front of the camera, but it's learning to be behind the camera.
Yep, that's great. It really is, and it's so awesome that you get to experience what it's like to be different characters. What type of characters would you really, really like to play if you could make a choice?
You know what? I like the roles of the policeman, and also it's more dramatic. The father figure, the big brother, stuff like that. I am more interested in that, in the behind the scenes. I'm pretty much open on both sides of the camera, so I'm learning to live more behind the scenes, because that's where I really want to be, to produce my own stuff, co-produce. So,
that's
fine. But I'm still going to be acting no matter what.
But I think it's important that you do know all the different avenues of filming.
You do.
I think it helps you to make a more polished product.
Yeah. They say you have to know both sides of the camera to order to survive in this world of entertainment.
That's right. And you should. Because I think that the actors that come in and they're only there to act and leave, their quality of their experience is only for the acting. At least you can branch out and say, if they can't get somebody to do something, you can pick it up and run with it and say, I've got this. Don't worry, I've got this. So you're actually multi-talented to have for any director for any movie.
Yeah, I've been something that's always been told that I'm multi-talented. I'm like, I don't see what a lot of people see, but I appreciate it. I'm starting to learn it. It's just, I've wanted it for so many years since I was a kid, and now that I'm doing it, I just, like I said, I enjoy what I do,
Yep, and I think if that gold ring is in front of you,
A, you have to grab it while it's there.
Yeah. I really love what I do, and it's my passion.
Does sound like you're having a really great time with it. How is your family accepting that you're becoming a big star?
Well, that's funny because my brother is the one who, you know, he really is my biggest cheerleader. And my mom and dad, they're just now starting to understand that this is what I've always wanted to do, slowly but surely.
You know, and that's what happens when you have to be careful what you wish for in the world, because you will get it. And it's when you get it, will you do right by it? And I can see you doing wonderful things with it. And you also have a clothing line, a shoe line, a footwear line.
Well, yeah, right now I have Something Nice Footwear, which is my shoe brand, and I have different type of shoes for right now.
And
I'm
sorry, go ahead, dear.
No, I'll eventually be doing clothing, but right now it's more of it's shoes right now.
Did you ever think that in your whole life that things would turn out the way they have?
It's kind of like pinching myself that I never be in a place like this, and every day it's a surprise every single day.
Well, I think you're going to be very successful. You have a lot going on for you. I want everybody to learn, where can they get a hold of you if they would like to book a television movie? Because you do all of those things, television, movie, theater. If anybody is interested in Nick Payne and would like him on their projects, because he's multi-talented, where can they get a hold of you, Nick?
Yeah, it would be Facebook, Nick Payne. It'll be Something Nice 69 on Instagram, Sand City TV on Instagram, Something Entertainment on Facebook, Sand City TV LV 2020 on Twitter, and then Sand City TV on Facebook.
At least, you know, you're getting out there, and you're in the Las Vegas area, if anybody is wondering. And that's where you base out of. But you're willing to travel to do filming projects like that. I think all that's very important, which is really great. And I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about your career with us. It was extremely interesting.
Welcome.
And wow, just great, great time with you. You're an awesome person. I can't wait to watch your movies. And everybody, please go check out his IMDb page, Nick Payne, Payne. Go check it out and see what you like about that. Check out the movies and just give you support.
Yeah.
And check out Something Nice Footwear and give you support that way as well. If you like good shoes, you'll love what he's put together. Well, thank you, Nick. It's been a great time, and everybody for listening. And have a great night, everybody. And we'll see
you
next time.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Nick. All right, everybody. You all have a great night, and I will see you on Dragus Productions Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and I'll be back here on Blog Talk on Thursday and Sunday. And just keep staying tuned. You're going to hear all kinds of great guests, A-listers, right on down the line. You can't beat it. You can't beat it, and we love you, and we are so happy that you enjoy our programming. I want to thank Infinity One. I want to thank Pyramid One from Australia for taking on my show for so many years. I want to thank Dragus Productions for producing me for so many years, and all the other streaming networks and iTunes. So thanks, guys. Have a great evening, and we'll see you next time. Good night.